Hey, hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based radio for the younger generation and the young at heart. Hello, this is Mr. Nick with Wee Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God or to know Him better through His dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, the life, the only way, the only truth, the only life in the world, in the universe. And that's why it's so important to know Him and to love Him and to serve Him. And you're going to be hearing plenty about that in the next half hour. Tabitha, David, and Daniel, greetings to you kiddos. It is so nice to have you listening to Wee Kiddos, Wee Kids. Luke and Hannah, thank you very much for the picture with Mom and Pop. Is this Yosemite? Hard to tell with the background, but the faces are beautiful. Thank you, Luke and Hannah, for sending this. And Mom and Pop, greetings to you too. Angela, nice to have you listening. Laura, hello to you and belated birthday greetings a few months back. It's almost time for the next one, isn't it? Lene, greetings to you. Daniel, Rebecca, and David, you're never too old to listen to Wee Kids, and so turn it up a little bit, will you please? Samuel and Elizabeth, how long have you been waiting? I know, for a long, long time. Hello to you, too. Anna and Maggie, greetings to you from Mr. Nick. And if I haven't said hi to you, hi to you, and welcome to Wee Kids. Now, there's a big difference between making something and creating something. To make something, you use other things. To make a drawing, for example, you use paper and pencil. But to create something, you need and use nothing else. Only God creates things from nothing. Stay tuned for more about this. Welcome to Wee Kids!
God's been magnificent, benevolent, yes. Tender and benign, yes. Gracious, meritorious, merciful and kind. He is lenient and laudable, commendable and just. But these words only start to say how good He's been to us.
Favorite.
His outstanding, His benedictions,
or blessings,
overflow, His clemency,
or kindness,
is given to all, He's been so good to us, so here we go. God's been beneficent, benevolent, tender and benign, gracious, meritorious, merciful and kind, He is lenient and laudable, commendable and just.
Oh, yes, God is good, and we praise Him.
Mr. Nick, Mr. Nick!
Hey, Nikki?
Mr. Nick, what's beneficent?
That's kind of like benevolent.
Oh, come on!
Which is kind of like benign.
I can't understand those big words.
Well, I'm not sure I know what all of them mean.
So, how are us kids supposed to understand, Mr. Nick?
Well, I'll tell you, that little song was about our big God, who is very powerful, but He's also caring and kind. He loves kids.
Well, that's good.
You knew that, Nikki.
Yeah, but beneficent? Was that one of those words?
Yes, I think so. When you hear big words like that, the best thing to do is just ask.
Or can I look them up?
If you can handle a dictionary, you can spell pretty well, right?
Yeah, but beneficent?
That's B-E-N-E-F-I-C-E-N-T, I think. That is a tough one, Nikki.
Oh, boy.
But it has to do with being kind.
So, why don't we just say kind?
Well, it's kind of like saying that God is nice.
isn't he?
Sure, but he's God. He's a lot more. Just, holy, all-powerful, omniscient.
Here we go again.
Nikki, I know, but God is big. To try to describe him, you need big words.
Well...
But even our big words aren't big enough to say all that God is.
Oh, boy.
So I'll try to help you understand, okay?
Okay, Mr. Nick. Thanks.
You're welcome, Nikki. Thanks for dropping by.
Sure. See ya.
Bye, little guy. More Wee Kids words in a minute. Like, what's the difference between creating and making?
We are kids of the kingdom. We are kids of the kingdom. And we love the Lord. And we love the Lord. We are kids of the kingdom.
We are kids of the kingdom.
And we love the Lord. And we love the Lord. We follow our Jesus and we ask Him to lead us each and every day. For we are kids of the kingdom.
We try to show our friends the ways we see that God is good. And even when we're not the kids that we're supposed to be, we ask God for forgiveness. We want the world to see.
We are kids of the kingdom. We are kids of the kingdom. And we love the Lord.
And we love the Lord.
We are kids of the kingdom.
Listen to His Spirit and memorize His Word. Our lives will be a witness in the peaceful way we live. Tell of the eternal life our precious Lord can give.
We are kids of the kingdom.
We are kids of the kingdom.
And we love the Lord.
And we love the Lord.
We are kids of the kingdom.
We are kids of the kingdom.
And we love the Lord.
And we love the Lord.
We follow our Jesus and we ask Him to lead us each and every day. For we are kids of the kingdom.
We are kids of the kingdom.
And we love.
No doubt about where these kiddos stand. They love the Lord, and I do too, and I hope that you do too, as does Nikki. Sweet kid. We were talking about big words, and you just need big words to describe our great, big, powerful God. And by the way, do you know the difference between making something and creating something? To make something, you use other things. Like I said at the beginning of the program, to make a drawing, you use paper and pencil. But to create something, that's different from making something. To create something, you need and use nothing else. It is God alone who creates things from nothing. He just speaks, and it's made. I mean, it's created. And with that, we're headed to the very beginning of the Bible. The Bible begins not with a once upon a time, as many stories do, but with the words that belong to the Bible alone, in the beginning, God. Now, this is not exactly the Bible, but this is about the Bible. In the beginning, God created the sky and the earth. The earth was empty and had no form. Darkness covered the ocean, and God's Spirit was moving over the water. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, so he divided the light from the darkness. God named the light day, and the darkness night. Evening passed, and morning came. This was the first day. Then God said, "Let there be something to divide the water in two." So God made the air to divide the water in two. Some of the water was above the air, and some of the water was below it. God named the air sky. Evening passed, and morning came. This was the second day. Then God said, "Let the water under the sky be gathered together so the dry land will appear." And it happened. God named the dry land earth. He named the water that was gathered together seas. God saw that this was good. Youngster, here's a good verse to remember. Genesis 1:1, the very first verse of the Bible. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. This is a great, big, beautiful, marvelous, wonderful world, isn't it? And it is God who has created it all. Praise His holy name. He is very big, very powerful, and I love Him. Do you? I hope so. I pray so. Mr. Nick with Wee Kids here, and now it's time for our wonderful Wee Kids March. And I need some march leaders as usual. Tabitha, do you think you can do this? Yes, you're a big girl. David and Daniel, you little guys, please follow Sister Tabitha. And over here, Hannah and Luke, you've heard your names before, haven't you? Hannah, you get to be march leader over here. Elizabeth Joy, yes, I'm making you march leader over in this happy household here. Galen, you sweet kid, ready for a hug on the radio? Love you, big guy, and you're growing very well. Sister Hope, you're going to be following Brother Galen, who happens to be march leader. Mama, can you help out with this? Thank you very much. And over here in the Samuel and Elizabeth family, well, they don't usually call it that, but you know who I'm talking about. Elizabeth, as the younger of the two, do you think you can be march leader? You're picked by Mr. Nick. And one more, Maggie and Anna. Another difficult pick, but I'm saying Maggie gets to be march leader there. Now, Mama, Papa, please help me out with this. If I've not picked a march leader, will you please pick one for me? Thank you so much. Now, rules to the... Oh, we know the rules? Well, great. Most important, watch out for the T-bone players like these guys here during our wonderful Wee Kids March. And they're off to an excellent start. Hi, Kaylee. You left. Joanne and Janice, J-Girls. better than just listening. You are marching. That's what I call audience participation. That is audience participation. Carissa, hello to you. Elizabeth Joy, you wanted to be march leader, dear. You are picked, and you are in, and you're doing just fine. Hi, Isaac. Hi, Jared. The K-Kids, Keenan, Connor, and Corbin marching by. Look at them smile. Corbin. Mama, will you help the little guy, please? Thank you. Here comes Jonathan. And Galen, you're doing just fine. Hello, Hope. Taylor goes marching by. There goes Jacob. Daniel. Joel. Alyssa. You're doing fine in our wonderful Wee Kids March. Nev and Lynn, likewise. You're an excellent marcher. All right, we're going to turn this thing around now. Ready? To the rear. March! Other direction, please. Anna, Maggie, other way, please. Samuel, Elizabeth, turn it around, please. There goes Lene marching by. Fifth, sixth time around. Nice marching, dear. There goes a papa. Careful with the batter spoon there, sir. Pancakes can be a little drippy before they're cooked up. Watch out for the T-bone players, too, please. This is our wonderful Wee Kids March with mobs of marvelous marchers in this thing. All the way to the end now. Let's have a strong finish. Tabitha, David, Daniel, you're doing great. Luke and Hannah, nice marching. Hello, Angela. Hello, Daniel, Rebecca, and David. If you're too old to march in our wonderful Wee Kids March. Kaylee coming on strong, but don't run. Victoria, nice marching. Gwadi, Brock, Sadie, good marching in our wonderful Wee Kids March. And you may be seated. This is Wee Kids like nothing else on the radio, and glad to be part of
KeysForKids.net.
Oh, the name.
Youngster, if you're a child of the King, that is, if you're a Christian, if you're a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, you're also part of God's winning army. Proverbs 18:10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and is safe. A little music based on Proverbs 18:10 also. Mr. Nick here with Wee Kids. I'm looking over a little email here that came in. Dear Mr. Nick, my name is Deborah. My sister's name is Ruthie. I am 5 years old and my sister is 7, and we live in Bulgaria, Eastern Europe. We like listening to your program over the internet on Sunday mornings. It is part of our morning worship at home with our parents. We are here to tell Muslim people about Jesus. So far, there's no church here for our people, so we worship together at home. Thanks for being part of our lives. We really enjoy your program and the Wee Kids March. It encourages all of us. Deborah, Ruthie, and Mom and Dad, thank you so much. I appreciate your encouraging words.
You and I've got to have a heart to change the world. Let the song start to sing in every boy and girl. Start to share, start to care from a heart of love. Let the world know that Jesus loves them.
That's a good news message of the Bible and the good news message of we kids. And how's your day going today, youngster? Is it good or otherwise?
Sometimes life is tough.
Oh, yeah.
Guess that's the way it goes.
I know.
Like when you blow a bubble and the gum sticks to your nose. On days you rush to catch the bus, but it leaves you behind. It's nice to know that God is there to love you all the time.
Yes, God is love and loving. You can understand those words, right? How about God is beneficent, benevolent, benign? Like Nikki and I were talking about before. Well, he's big. There are always more words, bigger words, to describe our great big God, who, by the way, created all of this. He is the one who lit the sun, who hung the moon in outer space. And that's what our good verse to remember is all about. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Remember Bible time? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And youngster, you remember the difference between creating and making? We make things out of other things. But God created, which means he started with nothing, and created everything. And that's because God is God. Do you know him? Do you love him through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ? I hope so. I pray so. Mr. Nick here with the Wee Kids. What is this? Funny looking machine. Is this my exit machine? Oh, I might as well try it on for size here. Excuse me while I climb into this and put on my seatbelt. Where's the go button on this thing anyway? Oh, we're cooking. Remember, kiddo, God loves you, and I love you,